I would like for you to imagine that you are walking along a beach. It is a warm summer's day. As you walk, it feels to you as though you are walking in slow motion. Although time is passing normally for everyone else, for you it seems that each moment is taking an hour. It is as though you can feel each heartbeat, each breath, each drop of blood flowing through your veins, even the contraction and relaxation of each muscle. As your left foot touches the sands, you feel each grain between your toes. Then your right foot and your arms rhythmically flowing. There is a rising energy inside your heart. An energy not unlike an answer on the tip of your tongue, a feeling inside of you. As though an unasked question needs to be asked. You decide to stop and sit at the water's edge so that you may concentrate on this energy. As you focus, you find that energy intensifying more and more. You watch as the waves gently lap against the shore. And as you increase your focus, you begin to feel the inflow and outflow of the water as the breath of the universe itself. And all the time, that energy inside of you continues to intensify. Finally, three words rise up inside your heart. Who am I? Who am I? Why am I here? Who am I? And as these eternal questions continue, there is almost an indignity to the manner in which you ask those questions, as though you're a little angry. Not sure why. But in each repetition, that energy seems to have found a method for its revelation. Over and over, you repeat those mantras. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? and all the time you find yourself becoming calmer and calmer. Until eventually you find that those questions are gently flowing across the ocean. You have stopped your indignation, your expectation of perhaps a booming voice from the heavens, and you have allowed yourself to just voice the questions for no other reason than it feels like that is what you should do. Your heart is lighter. The tension from that energy has dissipated. And it feels to you in this moment that there is nothing more important for you than to be here asking those questions. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? It strikes you that these are not questions that receive answers in heavenly voices, but in the life directions, the committed choices, the coincidences of a life lived with authenticity and spiritual integrity. Over and over you repeat those mantras, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And as you rise and begin to walk across the sands, you feel that those questions have charged your immediate future with the coincidences, the intuitions, and the dreams to lift your life to the highest level.